Fall vegetables don't elicit the same mouth-watering reaction as summer's fresh bounty. But there's more to fall's plentiful vegetable harvest than cabbages and the ubiquitous pumpkin.
Winter squashes like acorn, butternut, buttercup, caboca, and delicata can be a sweet or savory addition to any fall or winter meal, and they're remarkably nutrient-dense. Here to introduce us to a wide range of fall vegetables and their healthful benefits is Joan Rogas, a registered dietitian in Central New York who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Welcome to Take Care, Joan.
Thanks for having me.
Joan, you've become a regular guest on Take Care, and you join us every season to talk about the benefits of various fruits and vegetables. And now we are up to the season of squash, winter squash, and fall vegetables. What do we have to look forward to? Because some of us are fans. I'm a huge fan of fall vegetables, and Lorraine can take them or leave them.
Well, I'm with you, Linda, and this is a great time of the year to switch to some of the heartiest and healthiest vegetables around. And actually, there's almost three groups of them. You have all the different types of squash, you have your cruciferous vegetables, and then you have your root vegetables. And within each of those groups and categories, there's so many different flavors and colors and even just a wealth of vitamins and minerals. Whatever you choose, you can't make a bad choice.
Well, everybody knocks cabbage, but as you pointed out, you know, it's one of those vegetables, the cruciferous vegetable. And that does mean something. What do they offer us, and why are they often called super vegetables?
They are. Well, the cabbage is sometimes an overlooked vegetable. It does have a strong flavor, but just remember, you can have it cooked or raw. The biggest thing is it has a lot of anti-cancer properties. It contains a lot of nutrients and very few calories, and it comes in all sorts of colors. It's not just the white kind that you see at the grocery store, but it also comes in green and purple.
I know it's the same question, but are you getting more bang for your buck if it's raw or if it's cooked?
Well, raw will have a little bit more fiber, but the nutrients are still going to be there. And, you know, you can add it to even lettuce, and it will be a nice little something extra.
Well, if we're going to go for colored vegetables, though, I love my winter squashes. And those are so deep colored that I know that I'm probably getting, is it beta carotenes?
Yes, it is. It's beta carotene, which has a lot of anti-cancer properties. It's an antioxidant, and it actually boosts your immune system, lowers your risk of heart disease and cancer. And it's usually, you can tell if something has the beta carotene because it has that yellow and orange color, the fruits and vegetables.
What about alpha carotenes? I'm hearing something about that. How are they different from beta carotenes?
You know what? It's really a chemical makeup. It's how their double bonds are positioned. So it's probably a good question for a chemist, but that's all it is. But they're both very, very healthy.
Same benefits. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do winter squashes pack as much vitamin A as carrots? Because we always hear about carrots, but not so much about winter squash.
Yeah, they your carrots actually have a little bit more. And, you know, the vitamin A in the carrots, they're good for our eyes. It helps promote bone growth. But I'm going to just put this in perspective. For instance, an adult man needs about 900 milligrams of vitamin A, a woman about 700. So if you had a half a cup of cooked carrots, you'd have about 600 milligrams, so almost as much as a woman needs. But say you have a yellow squash like butternut, you only get about 275 milligrams, so almost half. However, carrots are the winner in that category, but that doesn't mean that squash is any less healthier.
I wanted to ask you, Joan, about beets. Why are they so popular? Are they really healthy?
I think people have just rediscovered them, but they've been around for a long, long time, and they actually come in different colors. Most of the varieties are either the red, it's a golden color, or even a striped variety. They are, again, any of these root vegetables are so healthy for you. They're full of antioxidants. They have some anti-inflammatory properties, so that is good for arthritis. And you can do so much with beets. You can grate them. You can have them raw. You can grill them, steam them, roast them, pickle them. But with the beet, don't forget about the tops. The beet greens are some of the most nutritious part of the beet, and they're full of iron, calcium, and magnesium, which is good for your bones, too.
All right, personal admission time. I hate beets. I just hate beets. But I will say this. One of the things I've gotten into is juicing. And I use beets, and I enjoy beets and juices. What are some other winter vegetables that you can juice that will give you some benefits if mixed in?
Oh, boy, you can mix almost anything. Any of the root vegetables, you could do carrots, turnips. Again, don't forget about the cruciferous vegetables, the Brussels sprouts, the broccoli, the cauliflower, and even the squash. I mean, when you get rid of the rind, because you certainly couldn't juice the rind, but that's going to add some nutritional value, and certainly your leafy greens. But I do want to say something about juicing, and I know that a lot of people are doing it today, and it's a great way to get your vegetables, but a lot of times, depending on the machine you use, you lose a lot of the valuable fiber, which is one of the huge benefits of having vegetables. You know, our body can easily digest the fiber, so we should really go ahead and include as much of it in our diet as possible. The whole vegetable is the way to go rather than juicing.
Joan Rogas is a registered dietitian in Central New York who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. She also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Thank you so much for your time, Joan.
You're welcome.
For more information on the benefits of fall vegetables, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
Coming up on next week's show, why are horror films and Stephen King novels so popular? Because fear in small doses can be entertaining. But debilitating, paralyzing fear is a whole nother story. We'll get to the root of fear with an NYU professor who studies both types.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and at wrvo.org/takecare. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.